You're a thief too. Those are the words that got Serena Williams the violation that cost her an entire game at the U.S. Open Women's Final and put her even further into a hole against Naomi Osaka, who was playing the game of her life. Williams eventually lost in straight sets. But in a way, Osaka lost too.
I know that everyone was cheering for her, and I'm sorry it had to end like this.
Osaka, who's Japanese and Haitian and raised in the United States, became the first player from Japan to win a Grand Slam title. But it was how Williams was treated by the umpire and how it was distinctly different from how men are treated in professional tennis that ended up grabbing the headlines.
Do you have any rules in there? Stop showing me your hands, okay? Don't tell me to be quiet, okay? When I want to talk, I talk, all right? I don't give a shit what he said. I just say to you, he's waiting too long.
In many of these instances, male players received no penalties for their displays of anger, even when they seemed extreme.
Come on, please, look at it! Once! Once! Look at it!
How can you not call the ball on the line? Why not?
I have to accept this.
That's two aces I've hit. The match would be over right now. 30-15, I hit an ace. 34, I hit an ace.
So why was Serena singled out? I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. Joining me now in the studio is Renee Stubbs, a retired Olympic tennis player with Grand Slams to her name. Renee, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So many questions from me. Before we get into the meat of the conversation, which of course we'll be talking about racial and gender dynamics and everything else, there are questions, I think, about just what happened yesterday. So in your experience, how common is it for tennis players to be sanctioned in the way Serena was when there's a referee call? Well, there were three in this instance, but how common were these sanctions? Can you give us a sense?
Well, okay, so, you know, look, players get warnings all the time, whether it be for coaching, whether it be for bad language, whether it be for breaking rackets, hitting a ball out of the stand. So there's different dynamics and code violations. This was a violation that the umpire deemed to be coaching from the stands. The problem is every single coach coaches from the sidelines without question. There's not one player that will tell you that's not true, and there is not one coach that will tell you that is not true. As a player, you know often that an umpire will tell you as a player, I saw your coach, you have to tell him to stop. So they give you a soft warning, as we call it. Your job as an umpire is to control the situation, and he lost control of that situation by giving a coaching warning from the beginning. Serena then ensued after losing the set, being very angry with the fact that she felt an injustice being called against her, because Serena's one of the very few players that doesn't even call coaches onto the court on the WTA tour. So when she got the second warning with the breaking of the racket, that's two code violation warnings, and the second one will give you a point penalty. The third violation for me was also really bad, because I know Serena. She's not afraid to drop the F-bomb. You heard in that soundbite before we came on, that was Roger Federer. The second voice was Roger Federer, who's deemed to be one of the nicest, fairest, kindest guys in the world. He dropped the F-bomb, I believe, three times to the umpire and was not given a violation. Serena, I know in her heart, wanted to drop as many F-bombs as possible at that moment, but didn't. She stayed in control. The last thing she said was, you're a liar and a cheat, because she did feel that way from the beginning.
I want to introduce our second panelist here. We're also joined by Soraya McDonald, who's a culture critic for ESPN's The Undefeated. Soraya, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And you wrote a fantastic piece about what exactly went down yesterday. So I'm curious to hear your reaction, because I want to know, is it possible for us to even talk about what happened before we get into the racial and gender dynamics, like just from a strictly technical standpoint?
I'm not sure that it is, because they're so intertwined. And Arthur Ashe Stadium is a venue that has a pretty rocky history for Serena Williams, even though she's won Grand Slam titles there before. She's had incidents in 2004 and 2009 with just bad officiating. And it basically has sort of created the context for what happened Saturday.
Now let's get into really what I think is keeping this conversation going is Serena Williams, the greatest athlete, many would argue, of all time, not just tennis player, but one of the greatest athletes, has been treated very differently in the tennis world. Tell us about that.
She has. And this was something that her father anticipated when he began training Serena and her older sister Venus when they were children. You know, he would have passersby when they were practicing on these dilapidated courts in Compton. He would have them come by and basically ask them to scream slurs or insults at them, basically to sort of build up this mental toughness, because he was anticipating the sort of reaction that these two Black girls were going to get once they really started playing in this like very white arena of top level tennis. And in fact, that's exactly what happened. You know, I think the most famous example is at Indian Wells, when Venus pulled out because of an injury when she was supposed to play Serena. And, you know, the crowd just sort of erupts in boos and starts yelling racial slurs, just really terrible things at Richard Williams himself, which led to this like years-long boycott. They did not go back to Indian Wells.
Yeah, she was playing against Kim Clijsters. The crowd was very parochial against her in that match. And she was young, much like what Naomi Osaka had to deal with the other night as well. I think we forget about Naomi in this conversation. This is a kid who grew up really here, playing in New York with Haitian father, Japanese mother. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we sort of have lost in this dynamic that the crowd, because I was there, it was really loud. It was really tough to actually be in that environment. And this kid is, you know, I felt really sorry for her because she was actually the better player on the night at that point. And you've taken away that moment for her to actually win that match legitimately. She ended up winning it legitimately by serving the match out. But still, you take away that moment for such a young kid. And that's what Serena had to deal with 20 years ago. And I think on the dais with the trophy, I think Serena felt that moment to put her arm around Naomi, because she understood what that also felt like, to have a crowd so parochially against her. And what happened in Indian Wells was a disgrace back 20 years ago.
Good evening, everyone, and we welcome you to the trophy celebration of the United States Open.
I just want to tell you guys, she played well, and this is her first Grand Slam.
One of the things that really stood out to me was how emotional this was for both women. As a woman of color myself, watching this, the pain that it felt to me that both of these women were in, not just Serena.
It was so painful.
It was painful.
Yes.
I mean, people were saying they were crying. Like, it was really intense to watch.
I know that everyone was cheering for her, and I'm sorry it had to end like this.
Why do you think it was so intense for us to watch these two women in particular deal with this?
So I think part of it actually is that Naomi Osaka has been like very open about how much she just loves and adores Serena Williams. The other part is that you're witnessing this sort of disrespect that's being thrust upon Serena Williams that has happened sort of repeated times at Arthur Ashe Stadium at the U.S. Open, and always from the officials. And that doesn't just say something about Serena Williams, that also sends a broader message to the other Black women who are playing in the sport, who are now dominating in the sport, who are basically going to be the future of it. And so when you see Serena being so publicly humiliated, part of that is saying, don't be like her, right? They're making an example of her. You know, I think Serena respects Naomi as a competitor and sees a lot of herself in her. And so I think part of what we want to make sure that we do is differentiate, like, I don't think Serena has any problems playing against, you know, someone who is as talented and as competitive as Naomi, especially because she looks to the Williams sisters as her heroes and her role models in the sport.
Well, she also lost to Serena. Serena lost to Naomi earlier in the year. It was, of course, a time that she was just coming back, but she's now lost to her two times. She plays very similarly to Serena. She can back her up with the serve. She can hit the ball as big from the baseline. She's moving better. This is a kid that'll be around a long time. But, you know, in the end, what happened was the overlying answer or, you know, questions here were the umpire overstepped his boundaries earlier in this match, and that's really what caused all of this problem from the beginning.
We've talked about anger and rage here on The Takeaway and women and how women generally are penalized. Now, when you add race to the equation, we're still, you know, there's that added level of she's not just angry, she's an angry black woman, right? I'm wondering, because of how Serena handled this after the game.
For me to say thief and for him to take a game, it made me feel like it was a sexist remark. But I'm going to continue to fight for women and to fight for us to have equal. Like, Courtney should be able to take her shirt off without getting a fine. Like, this is outrageous, you know? And I just feel like the fact that I have to go through this is just an example for the next person that has emotions and that want to express themselves and they want to be a strong woman. And they're going to be allowed to do that because of today. Maybe it didn't work out for me, but it's going to work out for the next person.
I wonder, does this move the stereotype back a little bit? Are we somewhere different today than we were on Saturday when it comes to viewing black women as angry black women on the court or anywhere else in our society? Because I wonder if her standing up and saying, no, this is wrong, has that, do you think, changed minds a little bit?
Gosh, I hope so. I'm not sure. Because I certainly have, you know, I've gotten a number of messages myself saying, you are completely wrong, she's out of line, with no sort of grace given to the broader implications of this situation. The other thing I think that is important to remember is that, especially when you consider the history of what black women have been through as Americans, you know, being considered property, basically for hundreds of years, zero agency over our own bodies, over when we lactate, over when we reproduce, over just the beauty standards that exist in our culture and the way they specifically malign black women. We basically have like this hangover from all of these things that we're still dealing with. And then you say, well, how dare you react to those things? How dare you have any sort of emotions about those things? How dare you be angry?
And I think black women
have plenty to be angry about.
Right.
That's the other thing, right? Like, that's the part of femininity that is so idealized, right? That you're not supposed to be confrontational. You're supposed to be the peacemaker. You're supposed to be the one who makes everything better and soothes everyone's feelings. And Serena's, you know, basically saying, no, I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. It's unfair. No one expects men to do this. No one expects this level of sort of gendered diplomacy from male athletes.
Soraya McDonald is a culture critic for ESPN's The Undefeated. Soraya, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me, Tanzina.
And Renee Stubbs is a retired tennis player from Australia. Renee, thanks so much for your insights.
You're welcome.
Hi, this is Chloe from Seattle. Shame on Serena and shame on the crowd that booed young Naomi Osaka at the award ceremony. Serena doesn't need a fine. She needs a lesson in grace and sportsmanship.
Mark Dressler from San Juan Capistrano, California. Listen, it's such a double standard. I think the head umpire overreacted, which was really a shame, mainly because it tainted Naomi Osaka's victory.
Hi, this is Andrea calling from suburban Philadelphia. I think what happened in the women's finals of the Open was overkill. I don't understand why a player is penalized for what her coach does. Nor do I understand why the penalty involves creating an asterisk situation for the winner by giving her a game and a point advantage so that her win will never be seen as real and unaided.
This is Patty calling from Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts. Serena Williams had an opportunity to look like a leader and be a good role model in tough times, and she blew it.
Hi, my name is Suzanne. I'm calling from Palm Harbor, Florida. For starters, the chair judge owes Serena an apology at the very least. Everyone loves to celebrate the mouthy male tennis players, such as John McEnroe, who gets away with far more than Miss Williams was allowed to. And in the end, she was a graceful loser, but she had a right to fight for her game and her record while on the court of play. I hope that things work out better for her.
My name is Maya, and I'm calling from Chicago. I am incensed that Serena Williams was treated the way she was, and that so many people in conversation about the issue are completely denying the factors of racism and sexism that are at play when a black woman is involved in an incident like this.
But let's leave the last word to U.S. Open champion Naomi Osaka.
When I step onto the court, I feel like a different person, right? I'm not a Serena fan. I'm just a tennis player playing another tennis player. But then when I hugged her at the net, sorry, Anyways, when I hugged her at the net, I felt like a little kid again.